Once again for another one of my awesome podcasts, and of course this one will be about the game of the century, in case you missed it, Super Bowl, let me think, 42, the undefeated Patriots seeking to preserve their perfect season and go for glory against the underdog New York Giants, and shockingly to everyone, the Giants pulled off the huge upset in the final minute of the Super Bowl, one of the most exciting finishes ever, to win the game. Probably the biggest story here is just Tom Brady's complete collapse and his just being completely manhandled by the Giants defense, who gave him no time in the pocket to do anything, and just continually sacked him. I think he had like 4 or 6 sacks against him. And just looking at how Brady played, he's usually calm, cool, and collected, but he was just so rattled and under pressure and was making bad, incomplete passes and was just really rushed. So the Giants defense definitely deserve a big hand for really shutting down the Patriots offense. And let's not forget the MVP, Eli Manning, someone who at the start of the season, people were yelling for him to be fired and he should be let go and he's terrible and he's horrible and he's no Peyton, pulled off some amazing plays, let alone with 1 minute left, throwing the game-winning touchdown to Plaxico Burress. And let's not forget the incredible play where he avoided pretty much 3 defenders, one who even had his uniform, managed to get out of that, and then throw a pass to Tyree at New England's 25, which he somehow caught against his helmet. It was totally an incredible play, but this game was just so exciting. I mean, it started off just very low scoring. Score for the first 3 quarters was 3-7, which for a Super Bowl is crazy. And especially coming in the Super Bowl, Plaxico Burress said that New England final score would be 23-17 Giants, and Tom Brady laughed at that, saying, "Oh, we're only going to score 17 points? Well, we'll see about that." Of course, at the end of the game, New England would have loved to have scored 17 points versus their 14. But even if you're not a big football fan, it was definitely a moment. And especially, it was the most watched Super Bowl with over 97 million people watching. So that's pretty impressive by itself. So, and of course, let's not forget the Manning brothers. This is the only time that back-to-back Super Bowls have been won by brothers from the same family, which is insane if you think about how difficult it is to A, get 2 brothers both in the NFL, 2 brothers who are both quarterbacks for teams in the NFL, 2 brothers who have are quarterbacks for teams that go to the Super Bowl, let alone 2 brothers who are quarterbacks for teams that win the Super Bowl. So definitely hats off to Archie Manning and his sperm, which obviously should be bottled and used to make super quarterbacks for the future. Well, that's it for this week's podcast. Tune in for something probably unsupposed to be later, now that the Super Bowl is over. Later. Took a stand.